Now, when we start talking about legends of the 21st century British film industry, there's a name that springs to mind whose credits include Bend It Like Beckham, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, and, coming soon, the truly fantastic St. George's Day. Of course, we're referring to the truly amazingly talented soul that is Frank Harper. Frank, how are you?
How you doing, mate? That's a very kind introduction, thank you.
It's absolutely crucial. I mean, you have got an absolute cast of celebrity delights working with you on this whole routine, but actually combining the notion of being director and actor in St. George's Day, was it something which you said, well, that Clint Eastwood's managed to do it over the last few years, so I can handle it quite easily?
Well, I don't know about that. I think it's a case of needs must. It just got to a point in the development of the film, I think. I'd sort of thought about directing before, and I thought, well, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it on this one, because it's sort of quite a personal piece since I wrote it as well. So it just sort of, it was more things falling into place, really. It wasn't any one thing of sort of waking up one morning going, yeah, I want to do this, you know.
Probably the best line I've seen about the movie, Frank, has been, St. George's Day is a film of balls in the hand betrayal and heart in the mouth family loyalty. Which,
I haven't seen that one.
It's a classic. I mean, Jodie Orton, our co-presenter today, was very impressed with that, weren't you, Jodie?
I certainly was, yes. Yeah. You wouldn't get those the wrong way around, would you?
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
No. On the basis of that, she's already liked the movie on Facebook.com as well, so it's fantastic. Yeah, it's genius stuff on that basis. But talking about the cast, obviously, your good self, we've got Craig Fairbrass, we've got Keely Hawes, Keely Hazel, let's get the name right here on this particular basis. Keely, of course, fantastic soul in her era. Craig Fairbrass, Jamie Foreman, Neil Maskell. Great sort of movie. The actual concept itself, let's talk a bit more about that. It is in the gangster genre, and you've also mixed gangsters, crime with England's Germany. What's not to love?
Yeah, I'm trying to tick the boxes. No, I think the football aspect of it is actually not that big. I think that sort of genre has been covered really well already, particularly by Nick Love in the two films he made about it. Mm. But I think that the two cultures do cross. But the whole football thing really was a tool to sort of broaden the movie's scope. So rather than just being sort of set in London, you know, we sort of travel to Amsterdam and into Berlin, you know, because it's like London, they're very cinematic cities to shoot in. They look fantastic on camera.
I mean, I'm excited by it because, you know, sometimes you tend to get a line thinking, oh, is it another gangster movie? There's something that's special about this, though. I mean, not only the line about a suspense-filled drama, two cousins, their one last big job before retirement beckons, etc. Was there something when you read the script you thought, yeah, this is good, this is going to work, or did you think, I wish I could do a Star Wars remake?
Wish I had the money to do a Star Wars remake.
We'll start the campaign now, Frank. We'll get going. That's the important thing.
I'd quite happily do a Star Wars remake with that money.
Okay.
No, it was. I mean, it was a tough. You know, I've got to pay tribute to the crew and the cast because we shot over 100 locations, as I said, in three different countries in 6 weeks for about £1 million. Mm. So that in itself was a great challenge, which they excelled at. Yeah. But what was the question? Sorry. Star Wars has thrown me. I can see myself sitting in a big director's chair with a cigar.
It will happen.
Directing Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, always the way. Lord knows, you know, after Jack the Giant Killer, that's out next year. We'll go there at another time. But in terms of St. George's Day, when you saw the script, was it something you felt, yeah, I want to actually direct this as well as act in it? I mean, how did you actually go through that process of saying, yeah, this is one which we're going to go right with?
Well, like I said before, I think in the back of my head, I think a lot of actors think about directing, and I certainly have. And, you know, I've been very fortunate that I've worked with some of the best British directors, you know, like Nick Love, Guy Ritchie, Shane Meadows, and I think I took a lot and learnt a lot from them. Mm. And so in that sense, it made it sort of... Also, you know, a great Irish director that I worked with, Jim Sheridan, he had a big influence on me. So I sort of took in a lot of the stuff that I'd learnt and seen them do, and... like I said, I thought, well, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it on this one.
I just hope the DVD release actually comes out on the 23rd of April, because it has to, really. You know, St. George's Day. I'm just thinking
about
that.
I've been told it's Boxing Day, but they'll probably do a double whammy one for St. George's
Day.
There
should be a special there. Jodie, any questions for yourself?
Yeah, I just wondered, obviously, it's many years now since you worked on Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, and I see you've got quite a few of the cast members. What's it like to be working with them again?
It was fantastic. I mean, one of the things I think I was most sort of chuffed about is people like Nick Moran and Dexter Fletcher, you know, agreeing to come in. You know, we'll come and help you out for a day, Frank. That was really nice. And it was great sort of working with them again. Also, you know, other actors I hadn't worked with before, which was like Ashley Waters. I really enjoyed working with Ashley. He's a fantastic actor. And Sean Pertwee. I've sort of known Sean, but haven't really worked with Sean. It was great having Sean on the film as well. He did a fantastic job.
I know Jodie was very excited about Dexter Fletcher. So obviously,
yeah, I've been a fan since Press Gang.
Press Gang. Yeah, it's that, you're the Press Gang generation. Yeah. Yeah. It's when Dex was a heartthrob, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure he was a heartthrob.
I'm sure he'll still sort of resonate over that horror routine. Again, just summing up this whole system, you've got this fantastic tale: St. George's Day, Ray, Mickey, and their crack team of criminal masterminds embarking on the ultimate heist, but with the Russians hot on their trail. A wily detective with a vendetta and a mole in their midst. Can the boys pull it off one last time? It opens on the 7th of September. It's already opened. Well, then we work through the 7th of September 2012. It's going to be a fantastic thing. What next, Frank? Are we going to have a sequel, do you think? I know we talk about sequelitis. Will there be, you know, possibly St. Patrick's Day? You know, St. Andrew's Day? You see what I'm going with this, you know?
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that. It would depend. If people go out and watch it the weekend, then maybe. You know what it's like. It's all about money. It's all about box office figures, but there's possibly a sequel. But I've got at the moment. I've got something else planned in a very different genre, so I'd like to do something completely different next time.
Brilliant. Okay, two final questions, Frank. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us on the Midweek Drive today?
It's been a pleasure, absolute pleasure.
So can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again in the not-too-distant future and featuring more in the life and times of Frank Harper, director and actor extraordinaire, and the Academy Award should be with you very shortly.
I don't know about that, but it'd be lovely to talk to you again. Thank you very much. You're very kind.
Okay, I will speak very soon.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. Bye.